Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the opportunity in Russia for U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
When it comes to selling U.S. beef and U.S. pork into the Russian market, there's a lot of opportunity. But there's also significant challenges. So says Thad Lively, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP for Trade Access. He's just back from Russia, where he attended the World Food Moscow Food Exhibition, met with trade officials and meat industry leaders to discuss the current business climate for U.S. pork and beef in that nation.
It's been a good year for us with both beef and pork exports to Russia, and I'd say the atmosphere at the World Food Show, for example, was very positive, very energetic. Lots of business being done around the USMEF stand at the show. Great deal of interest being shown by our customers, the importers there. I would say our position in the market there is as good as I've seen it for several years.
One of the positive things that's happened in recent years when it comes to Russia and trying to sell them U.S. meat is their membership in the World Trade Organization. That theoretically helps get around some of their tendencies to try to use phytosanitary standards as trade barriers. However, Thad Lively says there's still challenges in that regard.
I would say that's probably something of a mixed bag. Russia shows all signs of following through on the commitments it's made, which are, as far as we're concerned, quite significant for both beef and pork. But where we have a lot of concerns, frankly, is in the whole area of veterinary controls. We've had trouble with the Russians trying to keep plants approved and just maintain a modicum of access to the market at times.
Thad Lively with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Good example of trying to keep those plants open at times comes in recent days as Russia announcing that they'll temporarily ban meat imports from Tyson Fresh Meats plant up in Nebraska. That's a pork plant. And the National Beef Plant in Dodge City, Kansas, starting the 5th of November. Russia's Federal Service for Veterinary and Phytosanitary Oversight announcing it decided to restrict the imports because laboratory inspection revealed some microorganisms in beef from the National Beef Plant and the feed additive ractopamine in pork produced by the Tyson Fresh Meats plant. Imports from these plants November 5th will have to be laboratory inspected, according to the Russian service. Bottom line, Russia, great opportunity, but they continue to use those phytosanitary standards, it seems like, to manage the flow of meat into their country. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us noon Saturday, November 10th at the Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual fall production and customer sale, selling nearly 70 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, plus 850 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females featuring bred heifers, first calf fall pairs, proven 3 to 6 year old spring cows and open heifers. Visit RatcliffeRanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online the day of the sale at DVAuction.com. Genetics you can build a herd on.
We remind you previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.